Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet. Make him the cutest
that I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips. Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted. And tell him
that his loss. Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. You! Yes, you. I want to ask you a very important question. Are you looking forward to going back to work on Monday? Well, if you're dreading it, then today's show is just for you, as I'll be walking you through how to retire on your own terms sooner than you might have thought possible. Consider it free therapy. Compliments of the Sandman. It's all coming up next as we cover why aren't you retired? Good morning and welcome to Protect Your Assets. People around here, you hear the jingle, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help people sleep well at night by answering their most troubled tax, legal, or financial questions each week. That's because I run a tax, financial, and legal practice. So over the last 30 years, we've helped thousands of clients retire and focus on tax-efficient retirement planning. And that means we have a lot of experience helping people through the decision-making process on whether or not they should retire. Sometimes the answer is no, you can't retire. But often with the right tweaks and adjustments to their plans, we can get things on the right track and show them how they can retire and, most importantly, stay retired. So if you're still working, but you're feeling tugged in the direction of retirement and you're hesitating, you need to listen very closely to today's show because we're going to help you address the question, why aren't you retired? You will only find it this morning on the show, Protect Your Assets, with the retirement planning team at the Liberty Group. As always, like all other radio show fans have done, if you have a question or you would like specific advice tailored to you, then check out our website, libertygroupllc.com, libertygroupllc.com. Now, let's get started. So the Fed's message to the market, higher for longer. The Dow was off 1.9% this week. The S&P, crossed the 4320 mark. To be down this week, 2.9%. This was the lowest close we've seen since late June. Went past the August low, 4320. I'll get back to that. NASDAQ off 3.6%. The MSCI International off 1.8. 10-year Treasury up 0.1%, closing in at 4.43. Oil down 0.5%, $90, still above 90.34 a barrel. Bonds off 0.5% for the week. So, got a question from Jill in Larkspur. Thank you, Jill. This came out immediately once Fed Powell was on the air asking, you know, talking about rates and where things are going, inflation, all that kind of stuff. So Jill asked me, what does the Fed decision mean for markets? Well, thank you, Jill, for this question. So first of all, this discussion, their notes, it was hawkish. They didn't undermine the Fed is almost done pillar of the rally we've seen so far, but they did push things out farther. And so because the Fed hiking once more was expected by the market and the decision didn't really result in investors having to price in a materially more hawkish Fed than was expected, that's why we didn't see the market fall apart the way that I was talking about a couple weeks ago. But beyond the short term, make no mistake, the Fed used the statement and the press conference this week to drive home the idea that rates are going to stay higher for longer. And that creates a problem for stocks because once the Fed signals it's done, that's when the market can start to have some more momentum. But until that time, we're going to continue to suffer higher rates or potentially slower growth and these could cause just more economic pain. So those environments aren't good for stocks, and that should keep valuations on the market anywhere from 17 to 19 times earnings. What do I mean by that? Well, if we're saying 19 times earnings, $240 a share, that gives us $45.60 on the upside. But like I just said, we just closed at a lower rate. In fact, $43.20 was the number that closed yesterday on Friday. So you're looking at a 17 to 18 times multiple on the S&P, which is much more likely. And so with the Fed meeting behind us now, the next meeting's not until November, there's two primary events that could cause more pullback, another 5 to 10% potentially, and those are the following. First is growth. If the markets believe the Fed's going to be higher for longer, in other words, more rate hike threats, and it's starting to, as you see in the last few days, then worries about a growth slowdown are going to start to rise. And so in the short term, fears of the looming government shutdown and the impact of worsening labor strikes could bring that growth stare to light sooner than expected. And so if that happens, just expect another 5% pullback. The second is that we have bounce back inflation. So if the Fed suddenly signals it could hike rates more than once, then guess what? That's going to send yields higher, and that's going to definitely weigh on stocks, as we've seen lately, because as the 10-year and the 2-year treasuries have been rising, this is causing money to move out of equities and start to go into bonds where you can get over 5%. And last, the Fed may be done or almost done with rate hikes, but that's when the real danger begins for stocks. And so we're looking on ways to navigate through that because we're looking at some other things right now. So the next thing that we need to talk about are the key levels. And what do I mean by key levels? Well, that's what we're talking about. This next question about the government shutdown or the labor strikes. What does that mean? So the question is, could the oncoming and the ongoing strikes and the looming government shutdown, could this be the catalyst that knocks the canary out of the coal mine? And then we got a big problem. So there is definitely the possibility of a government shutdown on October 1st, and there will be potentially economic damage from strikes across many industries. So that makes the outlook for stocks right now more negative. And that's why you're seeing the markets start to fall apart. And a lot of people have been asking the question, is this the time to be getting out? Well, here, let me just put it simply before you get all excited. I don't think they do exactly. And here's what I mean by that. So in the short term, and again, I'm speaking just about the market. I'm not getting into politics here because I know there's issues on both sides and I'm not going there. I'm just talking about markets. So let's talk about the government shutdown. You've likely read or heard on the media, because I've seen it all over the place this past week, that the government is headed for a shutdown on October 1st. And unless Congress can pass a new continuing resolution and President Biden can sign it, we've got a problem. At this point, I think it's unlikely to happen. And I'll tell you why. First, because the Republicans in the House haven't agreed amongst themselves on a spending plan that they can pass internally. And even when they do, which should happen in the next few days, that plan likely has no chance of getting through the Senate. Instead, the plan will mark the start of negotiations over a continuing resolution that ultimately will pass. But even at an accelerated pace right now, it's unlikely to occur before October 1st. So I think the government's likely to shut down. And why that may be ominous and scary, like the dozens of other government shutdowns before it, it won't have a material impact on the economy or the market. And here's why. First, the government doesn't shut down. Only parts of the government shut down. And none of them are essential, meaning the military still gets paid, Social Security and Medicare still operate, etc. Second, some federal workers will be furloughed, and they will not get paid during the shutdown. However, they will get all the money they should have been paid via back pay once the government reopens. Third, government shutdown don't last that long. The most recent one, which occurred, you may remember, in 2018 under President Trump, lasted 35 days. And that was the longest shutdown ever. The next longest shutdown, well, that was under Clinton. It was 21 days. And after that was Jimmy Carter. Oh, it was Jimmy Carter, remember? 17 days. Here's my point. Shutdowns don't impact enough people or last long enough to have a lasting macroeconomic impact, although they're disruptive. So let's not worry about that. Let's turn to the various strikes occurring across the country. We currently have right now three larger scale strikes ongoing across the country. Two are centered on the entertainment industry, as both the Writers Guild and the SAG-AFTRA are on strike and have been for weeks. The third strike is in the automotive industry, as we keep hearing about. And while strikes are disruptive to economic data, because there's less cars produced, less motion pictures, etc., and the longer the strikes go on, that's going to impact economic reports like the Industrial Production Report, PMI we like to look at, and GDP. The longer they go on, the more of a headwind this creates on the economy as striking employees rein in spending, layoffs increase, and economic production is limited. And so while that will affect headlines, I don't think that the UAW was the force that it used to be. Because remember, UAW membership was 383,000 in 2022. Back in 1979, it was at 1.5 million, and the labor pool was much, much smaller than it is today. So only about 13,000 of those workers are on strike. And so bottom line, while it certainly is great for news, I don't think it's going to affect economic growth that much. And so I don't think it's a big deal. All right. Like I said, we've been looking at these key levels, and I talked about this where if the market went below 44.35, we were headed for more downside. This is just technical, by the way. So Friday, it closed S&P 500 at 43.20, violated the 100-day moving average. Next stop, 42.84. All right. So you can write that down. You can read about it. And so if you're looking at stocks right now, over time, you may want to look at cyclicals like industrials, materials, small cap, international, dollar cost average, of course. And in bonds, the short duration cash, be careful because those interest rates of 5% could be harmful to you as the Fed starts to pivot. Because I've seen more attractive opportunities forming out there, longer duration investment grades. And that's where I'd be looking right now if I were you. Coming up next, are you ready to retire? We'll find out when we come back. You are listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. And if you just tuned in, today we're talking about why aren't you retired yet? So I found over doing this over the last 30 years that this question boils down to a few different answers. So let's talk about those and see how you may fall into one of these and how you might be able to get out of it. Because after all, we all want to walk down that beach, don't we? All right, let's talk about it. So first of all, I've had a handful of answers over the last 30 years to that question. Why aren't you retired? And so one of the answers is, well, I must keep working. We'll examine that one in a minute. How about this one? I probably should keep working. I like working and therefore I want to keep working. I'm afraid to retire, and my favorite one, I don't know why I'm still working. I still laugh about that. I don't know why I'm still working. Okay. Well, all of these are quite reasonable responses, of course, and all have reasons for their answers. So let's go through them. First, I must keep working. I get it. Most people I meet who actually must keep working are usually younger, under 50. They have kids living with them and have more expenses than they feel like they can manage. Always paycheck to paycheck, paying all the expenses. Not much I can do to help them there, except certainly teach them about saving for retirement using a 401k, matches, Roth IRAs, HSA accounts. There's so many ways to put away money to save. Even if it's small amounts, it can add up over time. And if you do it tax-free, which remember is my second favorite kind of money, tax-free, you can accumulate quite a bit over 10 to 15 years. And so we help those folks understand what are necessary expenses versus non-necessary and discretionary. The next group, it's a little trickier for this group, the I probably should keep working group. This group could find a way to retire right now. Typically, they are in their early to mid-50s, but still have three kids they want to put through college, or maybe they spend money on passions, hobbies, and thus they aren't quite there financially, and or there is too much risk for them to pull the plug today. I find this group is the trickiest because they can retire now. They just aren't psychologically ready to go live their best lives. We typically run financial models for these folks to show them how they could do it right now if they wanted to. We also typically model out, well, what if you did work another, say, 5 to 10 years? How would that change your trajectory and what you might be doing with your time once you do retire? Again, unless you model these sort of things through a simulation, how would you really know? Some clients say, well, I'd like to buy another house, say, in a different state for tax reasons, or maybe even a different country because I like to travel internationally, like Barcelona. Okay, well, we can model all that. And then there's those folks who literally will work till their very last day. And these are the ones who are in a great position financially, but they still keep working because they love what they do. And I see this plenty where there are 60-year-old folks who can easily retire right now. They still grind away 40, 50, even 60 hours a week. Lots of times I see with the professional clients we work with, doctors, attorneys, business owners, because they really like what they do each and every day. It gives them purpose to get up. But there is something they are getting from the work that they need or love, so they tell themselves. Could be power, could be money, could be fulfillment or sense of being. But regardless, this group has really no end in sight. And like I said, they probably will pass away at their store or their desk or whatever they happen to be doing. In most cases, though, these folks haven't done any planning at all. And this is where I encourage them to make sure you're taking advantage of all that's out there right now. There are certain tax breaks you can take right now that, let's face it, in about a year and a few months, they're going to be gone. Because remember, right now under the law, the 2018 tax reform will have a sunset. It will go down into the ocean just like the sun does every night, depending on where you live, of course. And that's that. And so the rates are going to go back to what they were, which are higher. Estate taxes are going to change, which means you're going to end up paying much more on that money you're squirreling away, even though you're still working and you decide to do that. So I'm going to ask you the question. Do you know if you could retire right now? If you haven't started or reviewed your plan in the last several years, then there's no way you can answer that question because there has been so many changes and things keep changing. So if you'd like to get straight answers right now by getting my complimentary retirement ready checkup, then here's what you need to do. Pick up the phone right now. Talk to a member of my team. We are live. We're here right now today to talk to you. Call this number, 866-PROTECT, and you can get your own complimentary analysis done by my team to see if you are ready to retire. Again, 866-PROTECT. You can find the holes in your plan in literally 15 minutes. Call 866-PROTECT right now to see if you're ready. Coming up next, don't miss our popular They Say segment where they say, I don't know why I'm still working, but they continue to do so anyway. What's that all about, and how can you fix that? Find out. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And this morning you are listening to Protect Your Assets. And if you're just joining us right now, well, we're sharing answers to this question, why aren't you retired yet? You know what I'm talking about. I'm asking many this question over the last 30 years. We've had a handful of answers that are usually the same. Like, I must keep working. I probably should keep working. I like working, and therefore I want to keep working. I'm afraid to retire. And my favorite, I don't know why I'm still working, but I need someone to help me figure that out. So these are all quite reasonable responses and all have reasons for their answers. And today we're going through those. All right. Well, if you're just joining us right now, we're sharing this question. Why aren't you retired? And the best way to answer that is through our They Say segment. So here we go. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of our show, the They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one they say, and this is one of the most common responses. They say that they don't know why they're still working. What do you say to that? Well, let's analyze that, shall we? When asked why they are still working, some people say things like, I don't know. That's my favorite. Or, what else would I do? Or this one, I really don't have any hobbies or passions, so I figure I might as well work. Okay, so that covers a pretty fair amount of answers that I've seen over the years, and it takes some real pushing to convince them otherwise. So let's take a look at each answer, shall we? And first, we'll start out with the question, why are you working in the first place? Well, first, you should ask yourself this question. And what I'd like you to do is put yourself in a quiet place when your mind starts telling you the answers. What you don't want to be in front of is the TV, newspapers, country club friends, or anyone else who has something to say about it. Also, don't accept what you have been conditioned to believe the answer is. You may find your mind starting to tell you different things. Write those down, of course. But try and figure out ideally what you're trying to do each and every day. If I ask you to define your ideal day, this is my favorite. What would your ideal day look like? Then take that to a week, then a month, then a year. What would each of those look like? Write it out. Sit down and ask yourself that question. If I had my best day, what would it look like? My best week, month, year? That'll help you get started on this track. Where does waking up at 6 in the morning and working 8, 9, 10 hours a day fall into that question? Seriously, I mean, think about that, right? What are you doing? If you have no agenda and you have nothing you had, quote, to do, what would those days actually look like? Think about this. You wake up around 7:25. You go do some exercise. Ideally, a quick round of golf with your friends in the morning while it's still cool, right? Then you spend some time with your partner and have a nice lunch. Then you drive over to your kid's house, spend some time with your grandkids, maybe throw the ball around with the dog. You get the idea. You'd probably do a lot of traveling, volunteering, and learn some new hobbies. Right? So let me ask you again. If work isn't part of your ideal week, then why are you still working? Because work is not optimizing your happiness. And newsflash, you're not getting any younger. So let's consider the hobby aspect. Because this is usually a great way to break out of what you're actually doing is by starting to do things that you like to do. And as you do those more, you know they take more time. Because they just do, if you're going to do them well. So this gets me to thinking about my good friend Rick. Because it took Rick a long time to finally realize his true childhood passion. And let me walk you through that situation. So Rick had worked hard many, many years building a business. And then one day, someone came along and wanted to buy his business while he was still relatively young, in his late 50s. And he decided to sell it. After going through many different discussions with his team, he decided to sell it. Now, upon talking with Rick, he told me that when he was a child, he loved the Datsun 240Z. You remember that car? In fact, he had a whole bunch of little cars in his collection as a kid, and he would play around with these cars, and he dreamt, one day I'm going to have that car. And he really liked cars. In fact, he had a nice car, but he didn't really know how to drive it. And so one day he went out with a friend to the track, and he had some laps around in a car, and he thought that was pretty cool. And the next thing you know, once his company sold and he had some money in the bank and he could retire, he went and bought a really nice car that was more built for the track. And the next thing you know, he's at the track just about every other week, driving that car at the track with his friends, his new friends, by the way. And it goes even further than that. He joined a car club. And during the pandemic, that car club was shut down. So, of course, because he was retired and he loved his hobby, he got together with some other members in the club and they decided to form another club. And they found another track that was open during COVID and would let people come and drive around and have fun and socialize as long as they're wearing a mask. So that all happened. And he created a new car club, and now there's a bunch of members of that car club, and they have a bunch of friends, and they travel around the country, and they drive at different tracks. They go attend all sorts of motoring events and know IndyCar drivers and famous people who drive, and they just have a good time. So it's kind of like a country club of cars and fun and good friends and good times, and it's changed his life and opened up a whole nother segment of his life that he only dreamed of, but never really knew where it was going to go. And so I challenge you this morning, as you sit there and you think about what you really love to do, maybe it's fishing, maybe it's golfing, maybe it's taking your family on those trips that you've only dreamed of. And I'm not talking about the ones for a week. I'm talking about where you move to a country and you spend a month there. And you learn everything you want to learn about that. You read books. You go out and see these things. And then when your family comes, you show them around. And think about how exciting that might be or how great that might be and what that would do to your life and to your partner's life. It's possible. You can do these kind of things. But you have to be honest with yourself. Because do you want to wake up in 5 years from now and say, darn it, I heard that guy. And I wanted to do it. And if I had retired back then or even had the conversation, I would have done that 5 years ago. Don't be that person. Remember, you can't get that time back, no matter how hard you try. So it's up to you and only you to do the soul searching and break things down to your principles of happiness. So I'll ask you the question again. Why are you still working? If you've lived long enough, you've probably had a stress test from your doctor, or you know someone who has, You know, the medieval torture device where you run uphill with wires attached to your chest with what feels like super glue.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor is looking to see how your body reacts to physical stress to determine if your heart's okay. Well, guess what? We can do the exact same thing with all of your assets. And there is no heavy panting or sweating. And we can show you how you can retire right now and what you can expect to draw off your assets and how those can last the rest of your life. And then once you have that sum of money, what do you do with it? That's up to you. But unless you know the answer to that question, it's impossible to jump out there and do it. I get it. So be honest with yourself. You can't get a second opinion from the guy or gal who gave you the first opinion, who hasn't called you in years or even lately with the market doing what it's doing. It's all about the changes that you make happen. So get an objective opinion through our complimentary 15-minute tax-free analysis right now. Paying less taxes can help you do more with your money. And maybe you're not getting that advice right now because you're not working with a tax, CPA, financial planning, and legal firm who's all under one roof. That's what we are. We do all three things under one roof. So pick up the phone and call my team right now and see what's possible. 866-PROTECT. Dial this number right now and speak to a member of my team confidentially. We are here right now this morning. 866-776-8328. What are you waiting for? Why are you still working? Pick up the phone and call me right now. 866-PROTECT. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets. If you're rich enough, shouldn't you be able to retire? Let's find out. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. If you like that drop, well, I'm proud to say that's my daughter. She's making music, and you can find her on Spotify. Check it out. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled tax, legal, and financial questions each week. And today we've been talking about the question, why aren't you retired yet? If you've asked yourself that question, you just didn't know what to do. All right, so getting back to today's topic, why aren't you retired yet? Well, here's one. What if you're, quote, rich? Does that mean you're ready to retire and live your best life? Let's put it another way. Having a large bank account isn't the same as having zero regrets and focusing on what brings you joy. Think about that. This was a study that's been done by Harvard University. And it's been done since, get this, 1938. You can look this up. Harvard University since 1938, following teenagers through retirement. So think about it. It's a lot of data. I'm sure it's good. The study suggested the following, that there was an association between connections, such as your social circle, and happiness when you reach retirement age. And the survey went on to say that you don't find that in the zeros of your bank account. The thing that these studies missed the most about, the study subjects, right, that they missed the most about their working years wasn't the work or making money. It was the connections, the people they worked with, and what happened around those associations. And I think we experienced a lot of this through COVID, right? We didn't get back to work. We were working remotely. We still had some connection through the computer, but it wasn't the same. And many argue today that going back to work and being with their coworkers and having that stew that happens when you're all together and talk brings them satisfaction. So it would seem from this Harvard study that It's about living your life with zero regrets, zero jealousy, and focusing on what brings you joy and happiness, and spending the time to make that happen with the people you like. Sometimes at work, you're with people you don't like. So if you're able to retire and create a circle of people you do like I talked about my friend Rick and creating a club that are all like-minded people and friends and having a good time, that could change your life, literally. There's another great book out there that I would encourage you to read. I've been reading it lately, and there's a show now on Netflix. It's called Blue Zones, where they discuss the social aspect of those who live past 100. Blue zones are where people live around the world on average greater than age 100. And you may say, well, wow, that's way out there. And I never even thought I could go that far. But the reality is you could. And one of the secrets of one of these blue zones is connections and how people relate to each other and what they do together. And it'll really amaze you when you read the chapter or you watch the Netflix on this particular aspect of the blue zone, the social connection aspect, and what that looks like. Social gatherings each day, connecting with friends, talking about things, is so much more important than living by yourself with a massive amount of money in the bank. It just is. I see this over and over and over again. So at the Liberty Group, we help people like you feel more confident and comfortable when it comes to thinking about living to 100. Because after all, you have to pay for it. So think about it. You can set up your very own complimentary analysis where we use our software and tools that are available today in the financial planning world to help you realize your dreams, to see them. So if you want to get more help, more information, call this number, 866-PROTECT, 866-776-8328. Remember, our specialty is helping people just like you for over 30 years make it happen. Call 866-PROTECT right now. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team this morning for another great show. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer, and my fabulous producers back there picking up the phone, Phil and Cam, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.